The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This is an extraordinary story. A Swedish church weighing 672 tons is being moved lock, stock and barrel 5 kilometres away over a period of 2 days so that Europe's biggest underground mine can expand. It's taken a lot of money and a lot of planning to do it. And to tell us all about it, Sweden-based Irish journalist Philip O'Connor joins me now. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Where is this happening?
This is happening away up in the north of Sweden, Pat, in a place called Kiruna. As you mentioned, it's the biggest iron ore mine in Europe. I think LKAB, the mining company behind this mine, they take up from the ground about 80% of the iron ore mined in Europe. So it's an incredibly large mine. And they discovered that I think they've taken up about 2 billion tons of iron ore since they started mining in the 1890s. And they've discovered that there's around 6 billion more tons of iron ore and other rare earth metals that they want to get out of the ground. But to do that, it would have meant that the city of Kiruna would have a danger of sort of falling into the mine at some point. So between themselves and the state and the local community, they decided they were going to move not just the church, Pat, but the entire city 5 kilometres down the road.
So, I mean, I've seen pictures of the church. It's up on some sort of supports, yellow supports. I'm not sure how they did it. But is the church just, a timber-framed building? How does it actually work? How do you get under the church to hoist it?
This has been a huge job. It's been discussed, I think, the better part of a decade now, that the preparations for this week, it's been moved over 2 days, and they had to dig out all around the church, basically, and then put it up on sort of poles, which are now rolling as we speak at about a half a kilometre an hour down the road towards its new destination. In order to do this, of course, LKAB have had to foot the bill for everything. So they spent years widening the roads that the church is now rolling along to its new destination. It's been an absolutely massive engineering and logistical project, but they're getting there. And at some point between about 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock local time today, the church is expected to arrive at its new destination.
Now, what about the rest of the town? How many other buildings need to be moved, or will they simply knock and rebuild?
Yeah, so there has been a little bit of a mix of both. There are certain buildings that have been transported. Anything that was sort of, marked as being sort of very interesting or very old or that had to be preserved, that will be moved lock, stock and barrel in a similar method to the church, or else just taken down and rebuilt as it originally was. New homes have been built, new offices, new commercial buildings and factories. Basically, everything had to be moved. So the entire city being moved. So you can imagine the amount of money that LKAB are spending on this, but then you can also imagine the value of the metals that are going to be taken out of the ground for perhaps a century to come are probably going to pay them back for that. But it's an enormous project, and apparently this is only the midway point. So 10 years of work and of shifting and lifting has gone into this, and there's probably still another 10 years to go before the entire city, which they've already built a new city hall and various other buildings there. So it's gradually moving, but it's not quite there yet.
And what about the people who live in homes in Kiruna 1? They moved to Kiruna 2, we presume. Are they already shifted?
Yeah, so that process is ongoing. Not everybody would have moved just yet. Again, it's a very, very long process. New homes have to be built. You had this thing of, okay, so what do we do with the properties? What do we do with the houses and the apartments that were in Kiruna? Who's going to pay those people for the apartments and the homes that they bought? Who's going to build new homes for them? So this has been an enormous project logistically and financially to get them there. So people are on the move. And now I think this is one of those points with the move of the church, Pat. It's such an iconic building, not just in Kiruna, but in Sweden, for the architecture of it and the way it was built. And it has now become this great signifier of this engineering triumph that's ongoing. And I think we'll have this point when we look back in history where the day the church, or the days that the church was moved, that was when Kiruna, or the heart of Kiruna, if you like, moved from one location to the next.
Now, it's not without its problems, because there are some indigenous people who are not happy.
Indeed. So the Sami people in the north of Sweden, they're sort of, if you like, the guardians of the environment and of the old ways. So they would be mostly reindeer farmers. That's what they've done for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. And there's very little. Reindeer don't recognize the border between Norway or Finland or Sweden. They just roam across. And that's the way the Sami reindeer farming has worked for many years. Now, reindeer are creatures of habit, much like the humans who look after them. And twice already it has happened that the expansion of LKAB bee mines has disrupted the reindeer's routes. So they move from summer grazing pastures to winter grazing pastures. And this movement of the church and this movement, this opening of this new enormous mine is blocking yet another path for the reindeer to move around. And of course, the local Sami community is deeply disappointed with this because these traditions in a country that talks so much about the environment and sustainability, to talk about moving something like like reindeer farming for a for-profit mine is something that hasn't gone down too well with the local people. There have been an awful lot of protests about that, not just about the reindeer farming, but the overall environmental impact of the kind of mining that goes on and is done by LKAB. But it has been to no avail so far. So far, LKAB has won the right to do all these things.
So one part of Swedish heritage, the Lutheran Church, to be cherished, but not that of the Sami people. Philip, thank you very much for a fascinating story, and no doubt we'll see pictures of the repositioning of the church on our television screens later in the day. That's Philip O'Connor, an Irish journalist based in Sweden. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.